On the line, Dr. Mitch Anderson. He's a director at Shinbone Medical, a sports medicine specialist, registered doctor, physiotherapist, endurance athlete. Dr. Mitch Anderson, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for overinflating me, as always. Greatly appreciated.
Is it a cupping? Is cupping con or not?
Look, let me give you my 30 seconds on cupping.
Yep.
Developed by Yi Hong in the 1200s. So not modern medicine. It's certainly Eastern medicine, not Western medicine as we know it. It involves either putting hot cups and letting them cool to create pressure on the skin, or using suction to draw out blood to the skin in the same way that we use leeches back in the day. Now, that's not to say it doesn't work.
No.
I think what your previous caller described and what the Olympic swimmers might be using it for is relaxation. So getting treated in a way that isn't going to cause an injury to the athlete in the way that perhaps the acupuncture that you were describing or dry needling as we use in physiotherapy or elbows in bums or whatever it is. So no snails up noses, mind you. but essentially, that's the summary. That it is a procedure that can be used to relax muscles, but you know, bloodletting went out, you know, in medieval times, and not unlike the placebo effect, which has about a 5% improvement rate in people.
But so if it works for you, it works for you.
Exactly right. So I really like to keep an open mind, and you know, I far prefer to be having a conversation about cupping than, you know, swimmers using still knocks or, you know, other more dangerous methods to relax. So, you know what, I think it's a very good treatment technique that's probably verging on placebo, but if you believe in it, it's going to work for you.
And the best thing it could, well, if it's doing anything, it's relaxing a muscle. It's not actually healing an injury, is it? It's relaxing a muscle.
Well, that's most likely what it's doing. I mean, drawing blood out to the skin, which is what you can see, you know, those round marks, in an Eastern sense, they're talking about drawing out metabolites and, you know, I guess the nasties from inside the blood. But realistically, it's probably lifting the fascia or the glad wrap coating from the muscle, away from the muscle, and causing it to relax. And you know what? It's something that usually doesn't cause blistering, like your previous caller said, and actually in the right hands can really relax an athlete between between events, and I think that's the way they use it.
Okay. A physiotherapist I know told me this on the basis I never mentioned it on radio. He said, I could put my mouth on your shoulder and suck hard for 10 minutes. I know that's gross, and I'd produce the same amount of blood flow. Correct?
Yeah, it's a hickey. It's a medical hickey. some doctors would get in trouble for using the mouth technique, but look, yeah, I think there's lots of other ways, and they'll be using adjunct procedures with it, Neil. You know, they'll be using soft tissue massage. They'll be using, you know, aromas, oils. They'll be using the works because what a stressful place. And we're seeing, you know, a lot of, I guess, depression and anxiety coming out in these athletes with Osaka and Bile, I think her name is, Billet, the gymnast. And so, you know, I think it's a great thing for the athletes to be using for relaxation. And, you know, the better they relax, the more likely they are to perform.
Good on you. Thank you very much for speaking to us. A medical hickey. Hey, Doctor, think of that next time you see one of the gold medalists with round marks all over their body. Dr. Mitch Anderson, Director at Shinbone Medical, sports medicine specialist, physiotherapist, doctor as well.